Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks. Black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks. B-L-A-X. Black. B-L-A-C-K. And proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Who Jambo? How's everybody? Welcome back to another edition of Blacks, B-L-A-X, Black, B-L-A-C-K, Radio. Today we're going to be talking about Sir Mr. Joseph Dickinson. He created the largest piano at that time in 1880s. He was an inventor who contributed 7 improvements to different musical instruments. He is particularly known for his improvements to player pianos that provided better actuation and could play the sheet music from any point in the song. He patented an improvement that allowed the piano to start playing at any position on a music roll, and his roller mechanism also allowed the piano to play its music in forward or reverse. He is regarded as the main contributing inventor of the dual art reproducing piano. Now, sources he was born, let me see. Yeah. He founded a company. He formed the Dickinson and Gould Organ Company. After 4 years, he sold his interest to his father, and he went to work for Clove and Warren Organ Company. He filed his numerous patents while working with this Klug and Warren Company. He served as a superintendent for experimental in New Jersey. He was elected to the Michigan House of Representatives as a Republican candidate in 1897, representing the 1st District of Wayne County, Detroit. He was reelected in 1899. His patents, the reed organ, a volume-controlling means for mechanical musical instruments, volume-controlling means for mechanical instruments, player piano, phonograph, rewind device for phonographs, motor drive for phonographs, automatic musical instrument, sound box for sound reproducing machines, multiple record magazine phonograph, player piano and the like, automatic musical instrument, automatic piano, music roll magazine. What is this now? Sound box for sound reproducing machines. Wow. Sounds like what they call today them keyboards. But of course, just like the electric car. See, when a black man creates stuff, they don't want to bring it forth because they want to control how it is distributed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Because it's just like with Mr. Granville Taylor Woods. He created an electric car in 1905, 1906. But nobody knows about him because he was a black man. But everybody know about Elon Musk. Okay. One more time, it's like, man, it's like this radio station is committed to the elevation of blacks, BLX, black, BLACK, blacks, black men and women who represent the 3 W's. They changed the whole wide world. Oh, also, he created the In the 1800s, did I say this earlier? I'm not sure if I did, but anyway, in the 1880s, he created the largest piano. So, like I said, doing the things that blacks, black men and women do, the 3 W's changing the whole wide world. As always, Asante Sana. Thank you very much. Moja Kupanda, one love. Baraka, blessings. Amani Kutoka, you, peace from above.